This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Marv Rabbeisai, we're going to discuss the final Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Hallelujah, Kel B'Kodshai, Hallelujah, B'Kira Uzai. Hallelujah, B'Gvurai Sav, Hallelujah, Kroiv Gudlai. Hallelujah, B'Seik HaShoifar, Hallelujah, B'Nevo B'Chinar. Hallelujah, B'Seif HaMachal, Hallelujah, B'Mina B'Yugav. Hallelujah, B'Tzilzlei Shama, Hallelujah, B'Tzilzlei Surua. Koyal Hanashama Tahalal Ka, Hallelujah, Koyal Hanashama Tahalal Ka, Hallelujah. That is today's subject. And the Shiurim on Tefillah are sponsored by our dear friend, Rabbi Tzal Rose of Los Angeles, who Nishmas his brother, Tzvi ben Levi Yitzchak, and Shama Shehaven Aliyah, be a male tzioshir for his whole family. It's very interesting. Last week we brought out from Rabbi Schwab that in this final chapter of Tehillim, we have Hallelujah 10 times. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Kelbukachai. Hallelujah, 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 Tehallel, and Hallelujah. So to me, that's 13 times. So what Reb Schwab meant last week, that it says 10 times Hallelujah, we have to investigate, because actually we're going to see this week that the Gemara says it 10 times. So maybe if you don't count the first Hallelujah, which is the heading, and you don't count Tehallel of the last Pasuk and Hallelujah, so then you could say Hallelujah, 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 Hallelujah. But a total of 13 and a more narrow count may give you 10. Let's begin with the comments of Rabbeinu Bechaye. Rabbeinu Bechaye, talking about the Chedo Egel, says, from all the clay zemer that were in the Mishkan, it only says Mechoel. Mechoel. Now, Mechoel is a type of instrument. What type of instrument is it? Says Rabbeinu Bechaye, the reason why it only says Vayarseg u'mecholos ki timtza because of shiva minei zemer. We find in Psukim seven types of song. Shehem keneged shiva koich ve'leches. They correspond to the seven planets. Shin, Sadi, Mem, Chaf, Nun, Chaf, Lamed. Kinar, a harp, is keneged Shabtoi for Saturn. Toiv keneged Sedek. Mechoel is keneged Mars. Minim is for the sun. Ugov is keneged Noiga. Tzilzlei Shama is keneged Koichav. Trua is keneged Levana. And this is what it means. Hallelujah b'seika shofar. Hallelujah b'neva v'chinar. Hallelujah b'soifu macha. Hallelujah b'neva v'yugav. Hallelujah b'tzilzlei shama. Hallelujah b'tzilzlei srua. V'neihem bein kulam tisha minei zemer. K'neged tisha galgalim. So if you look in the Rabbeinu Bechaye starts off by saying there are seven types of song. K'neged the seven planets. It's interesting, Tzilzlei Shama is Koichav, Tzilzlei Srua is Levana. What is the Shofar Keneged? That wasn't listed. And actually in our chapter, there are nine instruments, Keneged Tisha Galgalim, Keneged the nine orbs. Ubale Chachmas HaMuzika Yoidin L'Chav Kol Minamin Mimine Zemer Alalu Keneged Kol Galgal V'Galgal. All the great musicians know which instrument corresponds to what celestial sphere. Okay, so that's one interesting point we see. Rav Chaim Volozhiner, in the Ruach Chaim, points out that the world was created with 10 statements. The first statement of creation was extremely subtle and refined and sublime. It doesn't even say Vayomer, just as Bereshis. The second one was more physical. until the final statement. By the way, according to this, this might be an insight into why the very first statement of creation is not even said, because it was so sublime. Now, the last item that Hashem created was food. The last Vayomer of the Asar Mamaris was Vayomer Lekim, Hinei Nasati Lechem Eskol Yerek Esev Le'achla. That's very physical. Food is the most physical of all creations. Corresponding to the 10 statements with which God created the world, David HaMelech in Tehillim in Perek Kuf Nun said 10 Hilulim. The first one is Kel B'Kodshai, in his holy abode. That's the first statement of creation. The first statement of creation is very sublime, and therefore it corresponds to Hallelujah Kel B'Kodshai. So it's interesting, you see that Reb Chaim V'Loshner is not counting the first word, Hallelujah, but rather it begins with Hallelujah Kel B'Kodshai, like we said earlier. The last one is Hallelujah B'Tzotzlei Sruah. And again, he's not counting the last two, Kol HaNesham Tehallel Hallelujah. That corresponds to food. And Shrua is very physical, because we know Chazal say about Shrua, either it's Genuche Ganach, it's like a groan, or it's a weeping. The Tarvayu Isnehu B'Zeh Olam. Both are in this world. So I want to show you, by the way, if you look in Perek Kuf Nun, the Radak says this Mizmar has 13 Hilulim. 13. Can I get Yud Gimel Midos? But if you look in the Gemara says, why do we say 10 psukim of Malchios? What is it, Keneged? So Rebbe says, Keneged, the 10 Hilulim that David HaMelech said in Sefer Tehillim. And the Gemara says, well, David HaMelech said Hallelujah many times in Tehillim. And the Gemara says, no, in the final chapter. So the Gemara clearly has a count that there are 10 Hallelujahs in this chapter. And yet, we mentioned from Reb Schwab, we mentioned from the Radak, that there are also a count of 13. Now 13, we mentioned many times, is a very common number in Tefillah. There are 13 Midois in Yigdal, there are 13 Baruchs in Baruch Shamar, 13 parts of Psukei Dezimra, 13 praises in Yishtabach, 13 middle brachos of Shemana Esrei, Yud Gimel Midois in the Tachnon of Nusach Sfarat. So the number 13 is a very prominent number in Tefillah. And this would be another example. Reb Leib Shachar in the Avnei Shaim, he says also there are 13 Hilulim in this parak. They correspond to the 13 rungs of the ladder that bring you up to the Shamayim. And the 13 Midos HaRachamim. And the last two, Kol HaNesham Tehallel Hallelujah, those refer to the La'asid Lavai, when the Mesim get up. And therefore this praise is dependent on the Neshama. Kol HaNeshama, that's when the restoration of the soul. Now Reb Leib Shachar asks, what do you mean? The Gemara Rosh Hashanah says there are 10 Hilulim. And he quotes Rabbeinu Chanana, who brings from the Yerushalmi, that David HaMelech said 10 praises. And so what happened to, he said, I counted 13. So you have to say, the first Hallelujah is not counted, because that's like the Koisares. And the last two, Tehallel, Ka, they refer to Tchias HaMesim, and they're not counted. The Gemara is talking about the Hilulim of Olam Hazeh. Okay, interesting. Now we know another phenomenon is, we double the last Pasuk. Koil HaNeshama Tehallel Ka Hallelujah. And then we say again, if you look in Tehillim, it only says it once. Why do we say it twice? A beautiful Chassam Sefer. The Chassam Sefer says, Kol Neshama Ta'alaka, and then we say it again. Now who remembers? What do Chazal darshan on the Pasuk, Kol HaNeshama Ta'alel Ka Haleluka? Al Kol Neshima U'Neshima Ta'alaka. Al Kol Neshima U'Neshima Ta'alelka Haleluka. For every breath that we take, we have to thank Hashem. I was listening to a clip from the Shiurim from 2 years ago. This time of the year, 2 years ago, I literally could not get through a Shiur. I had COVID, and I felt okay. I could not breathe well for many, many months. And in fact, somebody just sent me an email, because sometimes the Shiurim, They're on Torah Anytime. Okay, they're posted on other venues. But sometimes they're posted 2 years later. So people hear now the shiurim I gave 2 years ago now. So somebody say, you know, you got to get yourself checked out, you know. But, and then people get very confused. What country I'm in? Are you here? Are you there? Where are you? And I usually ask myself that question every morning. Anyway, we have to thank Hashem for every breath. We can't take one breath for granted. So when we thank Hashem for a breath of air, what are we thanking Hashem for? Are we thanking Hashem, thank you Hashem that I could breathe? Or actually there's something more profound we have to thank Hashem for. We should thank Hashem that Hashem gave us his chus to thank him for a breath of air. Yes, of course we have to thank him for the breath of air. And even more, we should thank him that he gave us the good sense to thank him for that. So we say, Koel Haneshama Tehalel Kahaleluka, I thank you for a breath of air. And now I thank you, not just for the breath of air, I thank you that I had the good sense to thank you for that. You know where else we have such an idea? The end of Moedim. Al she'anachnu Moedim lach, Baruch Kel Hadois. Because I thank you, Hashem, I thank you. I thank you, you gave me the good sense to thank you. You ever realize that pshat? Al she'anachnu Moedim lach. Because you put into my thick skull the realization, recognition that I need to thank you for everything you give me, I thank you for that. So the Chassam Sofer says, Ani mahalo ki lule kein. Otherwise, lama hala anashima, v'lama li anashima achayas lehav avarek. If I'm just thanking you for the breath, what do I need the breath for? But I thank you for the breath that you gave me the zuchus to thank you for that. Now, very interesting. If you look in the Beis Yosef, Beis Yosef says in Hilchos Rosh Chodesh, in the name of the Ga'onim, he quotes the Shibal HaNech in the name of Ga'onim. How do you know you say Halal on Rosh Chodesh? Because in Tehillim Kuf Nun, it says Halal 12 times. Yud Beis Pa'amim Alalu, Keneged Yud Beis Chadashim. We say Hallel 12 times, corresponding to the 12 months. Says the Beis Yosef, that's why we say the second pasuk, the last pasuk twice, because for an Ibriyar. So that they're not 12 to Hallels, but they're 13. So that's very hard to understand, because if you're going to double the second, the last pasuk, then you're going to end up having, I mean, we already have 13 without doubling the last pasuk. So if you're going to double the last pasuk, you're going to have 15. So it must be that we're only counting one of them in the last pasuk. Maybe we don't count the word tehalel. Kol haneshama tehalel. That's interesting. Here's another.
They say there's 12 halalukas for 12 months. What about an ibiyur?
No, there are 12 lash lashonos of halel in the final halaluka. And the reason why we repeat the last pasuk is to get 13 mentions of Hallel for an Ibriyah. That's why we double it. That's, in other words, another pshat why we double it is for the Ibriyah. I'm just asking, if we double it, then we have 15. So it must be the count is only counting Halleluka of the last pasuk, but not the word to Hallel. Now this is an amazing thing. Does anybody know how many Chalakim there are in an hour? Well, we know there's 60 minutes in an hour. How many Chalakim are there in an hour? Close to that, 1,080. There are 1,080. Elef, tough pay. Excuse me. Tough resh pay. 1,080. Where does that number come from? You ever wonder?
Well, 3 times 360.
Okay, what's the significance of, in other words, why are there 10...
18 times 60 seconds. So each second is divided by 18, 18 is high.
Okay, so that means there are 60 minutes in an hour.
60 seconds in a minute.
So what does that get you?
1,080 halakim in an hour.
How many seconds in an hour? 3,600 seconds in an hour. But there are 1,080 halakim in an hour. So watch this. It says, Rabbi Elio Dividas, V'oid me'inin ha'pagama negel yamut she'pershu ha'mefarshim. Then in 12 hours of the day and the night, you have the 12 different permutations of the same Hashem. Each hour, you have a different permutation of Hashem's name. And if you sin during a specific hour, your poigim, the Shem Havaya that is prevalent during that hour. This is like the Chavis Havava says, don't rebel against your Creator, He's watching over you. Now there are 1,080 Chalakim in an hour. And corresponding to that is the Shem Ben Arba. HaMezgalgel B'tziruf Nikudoi Ba'alfa Beta Elef Ushmoinim Tzerufin. There are 1,080 different Tzerufin of the name of Hashem. I'm not sure. I think the Aleph Dalet Nun Yod. We'll look it up after. Va'amar she'elef u'shmoinim chalakim elu she'b'shah heim elef u'shmoinim neshimoi she'adamanshim. You know why there are 1,080 chalakim in an hour? Because you breathe 1,080 times an hour. And each breath corresponds to a different permutation of God's name. And with each breath, God is imbuing life into you. He has 1,080 different manifestations of His name. And each manifestation of His name corresponds to a different breath. So every breath God is giving a person per hour is a reflection of a different divine kayach He's investing in you. This is what it means. Ki al kol moitza pi Hashem yichya adam. V'kivon shaHashem yizbaruch hu anoisin haneshima v'achayim. If God is giving us the life, roi sheyu kol neshima zav ezvara, then all of our breath should be for Him. And this is what Chazal say in Bereishis Rabbah on the pasuk kol neshama ta'ala elka. For every breath that you breathe, you have to praise Hashem. Why? Because through a different dimension of the Shem Hashem, He's giving you that breath. There are 1,080 different permutations of God's name. With each one, He gives you a different breath per hour. Blee Nether will try to look up which Shem this is referring to. I want to share with you now Reb Schwab's question, and I believe Reb Chaim Knievsky gives an answer. Here it is. This is the crescendo. This is the summit. This is the final destination of Tehillim. After 150 chapters where David HaMelech sings to God, before the days of the coming of Mashiach, while Mashiach is coming, while Mashiach is here, the days of resurrection, the Olam HaNeshama is everything. Finally, he says, Koyel HaNeshama Tahalel Ka. Huh? Here it is, you're at the end of Tehillim, and all David HaMelech could muster up is Hashem's name that's incomplete. Why doesn't it say, Koyel HaNeshama Tahalel Shem Havaya? Here it is, we were at the end of Tehillim, and David HaMelech is only praising an incomplete name of God. Says Rav Shab, Amnam Kishas Boyin Bazigzal Achron Shabasefer Tehillim. Should wonder why Ka? That indicates Ein Hashem Sholem, like Chazal teach us. Kiyar Al Kis Ka. So he gets to the Pisgah of Zmirois, and he could be praising God's 72 letter name. And what does he do? He praises Ka. Reb Chaim Knievsky does not say he's asking this question explicitly, but he definitely answers it. Says Reb Chaim, if kol haneshama tahalokah halukas, thanking Hashem for a breath, I'll call neshima v'neshima tahalokah. That means the final comment of Tehillim is we need to thank Hashem for every single breath that we take. Then we know a very important rule when it comes to thanking Hashem. That the dead are not able to thank Hashem. But when we said that Loi hamesim yahaleluka. The Medr says, Rashi and Yeshaya, Lamech Chesed Aleph, says that the mesim do not have rishus to mention Yud Kei. Shenemar loy amesim yahalelu ka. So therefore, when David Amel says, Kol hanashama tahalel ka, and he's thanking Hashem for every breath, so then if he's thanking Hashem because he's alive, then the appropriate name he should use is ka, because the mesim are not able to praise ka. And if David HaMelech is breathing and thanking Hashem for breath, then the way to do that is Kol Hanashama Tehalal Ka. And this is what David HaMelech means. Loy Omos Ki Achyeh. I will not die, but I'll live. Va'asaper Masei Ka. Yasser Yisrani Ka. God might give me travails. V'lamov Esloin Esanoni. But he's not going to take my life. So therefore, Pischuli Shar Tzadikov Vamoy De Ka. If I'm still alive, I will praise Ka. He says Ka three times. So I would say, why are only the living allowed to praise Ka? Because if you're alive, and you're in this world of Maisa, that means you're in the world of incompletion, and you're in the fight, and when you're in the fight, only then you could recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu in an incomplete world. Once you go to the next world already, in the next world, yeah, God is complete. It's only here in this world, where you're in the boxing ring, where you could recognize Hashem in a state of incompletion. And that's why David HaMelech, in the end of Hallel, Yasser Yisrani Ka, V'lamav Esloi Nisa Anani, Pischuli Shadal Yimamai Deka, That's what David HaMelech says. Ashrei agever asher tiyasrenu ka. Fortunate is the person that is reprimanded while they're alive, but not given to death. And this is another proof to this is va'am nivra yahalel ka. Now, why didn't Reb Schwab give Reb Chaim Kanievsky's answer? I'll say very simply, because remember we learned that the last parak of Tehillim, the penultimate parak of Tehillim, is thanking Hashem in the world of resurrection, and the final chapter of Tehillim is the Olam HaNeshamos, the world of the soul. The world of the soul, then it would seem that the person is no longer alive. They're in the Olam HaEmes. So maybe Reb Schwab would have to give a different answer, because in other words, it's hard to reconcile that the last chapter of Tehillim is a praise about the Olam HaNeshamos, and yet the last pasuk is talking about thanking Hashem for every breath of life. One more explanation why we double the last pasuk of Tehillim, says the Tur, we double the last pasuk because it's the end of Psukei Dezimra. What do you mean it's the end of it? It's the Iker of Psukei Dezimra. When Reb Yossi says, may my chelek be among those who complete Hallel every day, he meant, may I complete the whole Psukei Dezimra every day, all five Hallelukas. By the way, the Beis Yosef says that in Spain, the minhag was to double the last pasuk of every chapter, all of the Hallelukas. And the Beis Yosef says, we don't do that anymore, we only do the last one of the Mizmairim, to indicate that we finished Tehillim, and the Avudraham says the same thing, that we only double the last pasuk. And the Avudraham says that's why at the end of the Shiras Hayam we say Hashem Yimloich Le'olam Vaed, and then we say Hashem Yimloich again to indicate it's the end of the Shira. But if we wouldn't double it, people wouldn't know it's the end of the Shira. But some say you shouldn't double it, because it's like saying Shema Shema, you know how to say it twice. But instead, you should say Hashem Yimloch Lamed Hashem Achusei Koyim La'alam Lo Me'omaya, and that is preferred. But says Reb Schwab, what is the inyan of doubling the last pasuk just because it's the end? Who cares if it's the end? So he just gives a very simple mashal: if somebody sews a garment, when you make the hem, so you do the stitching an extra time so it doesn't unravel. So as a way not to mix up the various segments of of davening, we do it twice because we're separating, okay? Ad kan, divrei psuke, dezimra and tehillim, and now we begin a new segment. Okay, Marav Raboisai, this actually finishes the Hallelukas, which is a big achievement. Hopefully next week we'll discuss Baruch Hashem le'elam, amen v'amen. Wishing everyone a wonderful Shabbos. And again, thank Mrs. Nathan for sponsoring today's shiur, Lilo Nishmas. And Wednesday shiur, her very memorable and beloved husband, Erwin Nathan. B'gan Eden te menuchasai. It should be a male Yosher for his whole family. Have a good Shabbos, everyone. Bracha v'atzlacha. Kol tov. Chodesh tov. Take care. Kol tov. Bye-bye. Shabbos. Good Shabbos. Good Shabbos. Shabbos, Shama. Kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.